This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose. And I will tell you again, indeed you can, but not the way you've been doing it. Now, today's episode is going to be about diets and why they're a joke and essentially a waste of time and money. Let's not forget the money part of it. As you know, statistically, something like 97% of all people who go on diets eventually regain the weight they thought they had lost. Now, that's the statistics. And I ask you to think about all the people you know who have permanently lost weight. I mean, used to weigh, for example, 190, and now they weigh 150 for good. Don't have to worry about their weight anymore. How many of those people do you know? Well, let's explain the problem. First, let's set the stage. Dieting or losing weight is a $40 billion a year business just in the United States. Companies advertise all the time. They say, if you will give us your money, we will send you packaged foods, we will send you pills, we will let you come to our meetings, and you'll lose weight. They put out athletes, they show movie stars how much weight they've lost. Of course, I assume they get paid for that, and I suppose for hypothetically $1 million or $2 million, you might be able to lose weight for a while. Now, they always say, in every one of those ads, results may vary. Are results not typical? You bet. How could they be? Almost virtually everyone who goes on a diet regains the weight. Of course, they're not typical. Do you know that one of the most famous, well-known companies in the U.S. that sells packaged foods, that the average customer stays on their food for 10 weeks? That's all. There's a continual churn. They need new people all the time, which is why they advertise. Now, again, if you wanted to weigh less, you already know what to do. It's not really very hard. I don't care what diet you go on or what you do. All you have to do is eat less, eat differently, or whatever you want to call it. Put different foods in your mouth. Put less food in your mouth. The problem is you can't do it. I will tell you now that losing weight is a flawed concept. And anybody who thinks losing weight is going to solve their weight problem, they're dreaming. Statistically, it just doesn't happen. And the fact is, and I will tell you again, you will do whatever you have to do to satisfy your emotional needs. Nothing is going to stand in the way of you doing that. Now, let's discuss why diets are a joke and why a maximum of 3% of people are effective at it. First of all, remember, weight is not your problem. Weight is the symptom of the fact that you put all that food in your mouth. So the diet and exercise crowd, which is what I call them, tells you to eliminate the symptom. That's idiotic. As we discussed before, if you go to a dentist, you don't want a pain pill because you're two-thirds. You want them to fill the cavity, fill the abscess, remove the problem that's causing the pain. Your weight is just a symptom, and you are never going to be successful at removing a symptom on a permanent basis. What you have to do is remove the thing that caused the problem, the emotional problem that causes you to get fat. As I discussed before, you didn't really have a lot of choice. Now, once you get rid of or eliminate what is causing you to put all that food in your mouth, your weight problem will disappear automatically. It is really that simple. But the problem is treating the symptom, you are never going to make the symptom disappear on a permanent basis unless you eliminate the cause. Second reason, all dieting is based on deprivation, or at least what you consider deprivation. It's not really deprivation. It's deprivation because they're making you give up things, giving up foods that you emotionally require. People say, I love chocolate, I love ice cream, I love this, I like fried chicken, whatever, it does, I like pizza. It doesn't make any difference. Somebody is taking that away from you, and that things based on deprivation isn't going to last. You will put up for deprivation only for a limited period of time. You cannot permanently handle what you regard as deprivation. Now keep in mind, it's not really deprivation. In your mind's eye, in your emotional perspective, you regard it as deprivation because those are foods you need. Don't think you love the food. That's baloney. You need that food. Emotionally, you need that food or you wouldn't be doing it. If you were dealt just logically, you would say, what do I need chocolate cake for? What do I need fried chicken? Or I just want a little bit of it. Because you know that would make you weigh less and be happier and you'd be thrilled. but instead you keep doing it all. So anything based on what you regard as deprivation will fail. Now, then they tell you, you just need willpower. You need more willpower. Baloney. Willpower or determination will never, ever, ever effect a permanent change in your weight. It's nonsense. You have wonderful willpower to do everything except stop putting food in your mouth. You go to work early. You work hard. You work long hours. You may take care of your kids. If you're a student, you're studying more than you want to. You go to a job you may not be fond of. Work hours you like. Do things you really don't enjoy doing, cleaning up the house, cleaning up the yard, just doing things that are generally unpleasant, but you do them. You do them. You have plenty of willpower. Your willpower deserts you when it comes to putting food in your mouth or eating. That you have to do. And the reason your willpower doesn't work there is because you have an emotional need, an emotional requirement to put that food in your mouth. Willpower or determination will never ever trump an emotional need. Never has, and it never will. Now, dieting, another last reason, is that dieting stops you from eating the foods or the amount of foods you feel you need to satisfy your emotional needs. Again, it wasn't an accident that you gained 50 or 100 or 200 pounds. You did it on purpose, deliberately, maybe not consciously. You knew it was happening. And maybe you didn't really understand why you had to gain weight or put all that food in your mouth or eat all that food or whatever you want to call it, but that fundamentally is simply the reason. Diets presume. They're all diets are premised on the assumption that you have the ability to eat less or differently because of logical reasons. That's a fault. It's almost like a geologic fault. It's a joke. It's silly. If you were able to eat logically, you wouldn't be fat. You are doing this for emotional reasons. You're doing it because you have to. I mean, you know exactly what to do. All diets have the same essential program. Eat sensibly and get a reasonable amount of exercise. Sure, that's easy. And I will tell you that any diet that says that restricts you to fewer calories than you burn up will cause you to lose weight. That's not hard. That's not rocket science. It's not brain surgery. It's simple. Everybody knows exactly what to do, and the diets may be fine. Who cares? Doesn't make a bit of difference. I don't care what diet it is. It's not going to be effective to eliminate the problem because, again, they are treating the symptom. You know what the problem is, and you also know in your heart of hearts that no matter what anybody tells you, sooner or later, you're going to eat the foods that you feel you have a need to eat. And that's just that simple. And that's why diets simply will never get you where they are, and it's a joke. Everybody wants your money. Everybody makes you a promise. They tell you results may vary, results not typical. What they really should be saying is, look, you haven't got a chance of permanently losing weight with anything we're selling you. And yeah, we have a couple of examples we do. We have this famous actress. We have these baseball or football players, other athletes. And we've given you some pictures of other people who've lost 50 or 60 pounds. But we always say, results may vary. Results not typical. And you go back and find out what happened to all those people. And I will bet you whatever you want that virtually every one of them has regained the weight that they thought that they had lost forever. That's just how it is. And I know there's television programs where they talk about people exercising and putting on strict diets, taking them out in the woods, woodshedding them, keeping them away from food. And they're on television, of course, so they have an additional motivation to, quote, not eat or lose weight for a bit of time. But at the end of the day, they're going to be like everybody else. Everybody weighs what they are emotionally comfortable weighing. You do, and everybody else does. We'll continue this in my next episode. Thank you.